I speak to you in the name of God who comes again and again to us as divine mystery, gracious and loving Savior, ever strengthening Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It's probably the first time lots of us ever heard the prelude. As it reads on the cover of today's Blue Christmas Service bulletin, the Blue Christmas Service is a time when we, in the company of others, can acknowledge the blue feelings that we may have at Christmas time, ponder prayerfully the reasons for them, and offer them to God. This time has been called the long night of the soul, when memories of the past and the pain of the present can become overwhelming. For some, Christmas Day is the most difficult. For others, Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or the Advent season or the beginning of yet another lonely, isolating year. In this service, we pray that the music and prayers and readings chosen help us to recognize that this is not a season of joy for everyone, especially in these days of continuing pandemic, losses, illnesses, fears, disagreements, pain, struggles, and challenges. Before COVID, we usually offered this service on a weeknight near the longest night of the year, the winter solstice, just before Christmas. In these very challenging years, we have added it as the service of the Word to this fourth week of Advent, just before the solstice on Tuesday, thinking that we might all benefit from its enfolding grace. I know that I do. It continues to be a challenge for all of us to keep the merry in yet another difficult Christmas with numbers of cases of the Delta variant and now Omicron rising. As well, for so many of us, this time of year, winter, Advent and Christmas, bring their own pain, sadness, hurts, losses of all sorts, and reminders that life has brought us to tears more than once. In my preparations for worship this weekend and the week coming, which includes three ordinations across two services, one yesterday and later today, I had to move the Advent wreath, and I felt in the quick stab of the branches that even before we've come to the fourth week of Advent, the branches, once lush and tender and green, are already brittle and prickly and brown. Many of our lives feel that way too along the way. Winter comes. Most of the blooms that reminded us of new life at Easter and through the spring and summer are now withered, appearing as sprigs of dried sticks above the ground. And yet, below, in the dark soil, new life is growing. Just as Mary, the young mother bearing the babe the whole world awaited then and whose incarnation we await now, was gestating our hope. In the gospel appointed for this fourth Sunday of Advent in year C, we read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 55. And this includes Mary's visit to her kinswoman Elizabeth, pregnant with John the Baptist, and Mary already bearing Jesus in her womb. Mary found herself pregnant. She ran to be with her kinswoman. We hear the song of Mary, or the Magnificat, the oldest Advent hymn. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "It is the most passionate, most vehement, one might say, most revolutionary Advent hymn ever sung." It's not the gentle, sweet, dreamy Mary that we so often see pictured in pictures, but the passionate, powerful, proud, enthusiastic Mary who speaks here. None of the sweet, sugary, or childish tones that we find so often in our Christmas hymns, but a hard, strong, uncompromising song, of bringing down rulers from their thrones and humbling the lords of this world. In verses 46b to 55 of Luke chapter 1, we hear this young Theotokos, this courageous God-bearer, pray, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. God's mercy is for those who revere God from generation to generation. God has shown strength with God's arm, scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, bringing down the powerful from their thrones and lifting up the lowly, filling the hungry with good things and sending the rich away empty. God has helped God's servant Israel in remembrance of God's mercy, according to the promise God made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." As Lauren Welliford writes in her article in Sojourners, while we know that Jesus is the reason for the season, we cannot help but shift our attention to Mary, the young woman who brought him into the world, and what she had to endure to give birth. We think too about the pain she must have felt cradling her son's broken body when they took him down from the cross of such pain and torture. We wonder at how special God must have thought Mary was to choose her to bear Jesus. Mary became a witness to generations of listeners of God's promise of love, that God would raise up the people society deems unimportant to become powerful voices for justice, equity, mercy, and liberation. In fact, in the words of Mary's song of prayer, we hear Mary, the seemingly timid teenager who said yes to God's outrageous plan, raised her voice in utter trust of God's promise of love for the least, the forgotten, the hungry, and the downtrodden. In the Magnificat, or Song of Praise, Mary claims her place in God's story and reminds us of God's plan to dethrone the powerful and lift up the lowly. This song is the song of a 14-year-old girl. How'd she come up with this? Kathleen Norris, poet, writer, author, Benedictine, writes, "No small part of Mary's emotional weight for many women is the way in which the church has so often used her as an ideal of passive, submissive femininity. But others claim her as a model of strength. I treasure Mary as a biblical interpreter, one who heard and believed what God told her, and who pondered God's promise in her heart, even when, as the Gospel of Luke describes it, it pierced her soul like a sword." This is hardly passivity, but the kind of faith that sustains us. It sustains me as I hear in my own being God's continual call to enter into the work of justice, of taking care that those on the margins of society are lifted up and brought with love into the center. And she reminds me that trusting in the promise of God's love for every life, and especially the lives many in power would forget, and especially those who suffer, are lifted up in deep care, enfolded in the outrageous love of God. So today is a day to lament, to name those things that make us feel blue, and to pray and trust that God does walk with us. God is here. God does love us with an outrageous love. And in that love, we will magnify the Lord in love for ourselves and love given freely to those in need who need it most, which will ultimately bring healing to our broken places and into the deep fractures in our common humanity. Listen, my very dear ones in Christ. Listen once more to this familiar, courageous, and prayerful story of the young, faith-filled Mary, who certainly met many challenges, held numerous pains and sorrows, suffered dear losses as we have and do. Let her song sing in you. And once inside us, the story feeds us, uplifts us, and plants the new seeds of healing hope within us, where we too are called to be God-bearers, Theotokia. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Trust the promise. God is with us. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom our very souls with your love. Listen, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. God's mercy is for those who revere God from generation to generation. God has shown strength with God's arm, scattering the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, bringing down the powerful from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly, filling the hungry with good things, and sending the rich away empty. God has helped God's servant Israel in remembrance of God's mercy, according to the promise God made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. My dear friends, siblings in Christ, God is with us now and always, surrounding us, enfolding us with unfathomable love. The promise is kept. Amen.